All right. Well, good afternoon. We are now joined by the third place finisher of today's EcoPark 250, Justin Haley, driver of the number 11 Leaf Filter Gutter Protection Chevrolet for Colling Racing. Justin, can you talk to us a little bit about your race today and how you feel qualifying for the next Dash for Cash race?
Yeah, we fired off a great speed. That's a testimony to Colling Racing, our engineering department, getting the heights right, getting the setups right. They're doing a wonderful job back at the shop studying. So hats off to them. Had an awesome first stage, came down pit road, and had the front changer was over the wall too soon, so we had to go to the back. Then we gained it all back, had a decent second stage, and then I sped on pit road. Had to go all the way back through the field, and then we were just too loose there to really compete with Noah or AJ. But awesome to see a fellow Colling Racing car get a win, especially at an oval. I know it's something that Chris Rice and Colling Racing has been reaching towards, you know, getting an oval track win that wasn't a super speedway. So the worst part about this whole deal is we all know how AJ will get, and I got to ride home with him. So I'm sure he's going to be poking fun the whole way.
All right. Well, we are going to take some questions from the media. We will get started with Dustin Albino. Go ahead with your question, Dustin.
Yeah, Justin, obviously you guys ran all today. AJ got the win. You've had a lot of speed all year. What's been the biggest improvement you feel like for Colling this year?
I don't know. You know, just getting good people, putting right people in the correct spot. We got some people from, you know, higher teams that have come down and really given us confidence. So I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm getting a little more confident. We've had speed at Charlotte. We showed that. I had speed last week at Bristol. You know, I was passing through the lead when the caution came out and we got in that wreck. So just every little thing adds up. And it's so refreshing to see that, you know, runs like this come together you know, finally, with a little luck on our side, we can show that we're a top five team.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Steven Toronto. Go ahead with your question, Steven.
Justin, just curious, between the truck and Xfinity Series races today, we saw a total of 6 self-spins off of turn 2. Was there anything in particular about that corner that made it such a trouble spot?
Just old surface. Cars are extremely loose, especially when you grab that red and white line. It kind of pulls you around the corner and it hooks the left front, but then the left rear is out of it and it's kind of on a pivot per se, just pivoting on the left front. So, you know, that's just the reason. And obviously some cars aren't set up how they need to be with no practice. So I think that's probably the biggest thing. Just a tough place to get around, really. And especially like the last 5 laps of that race, it's everything you got not to spin out.
All right. Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Sterling Siemens. Go ahead with your question, Sterling.
Justin, you've shown a lot of speed this season. In your mind, do you believe a win is just around the corner with you and your guys?
Well, yeah. I think we can win any week. I think, you know, we're kind of looked at as the underdogs. I think we're looked at as the dark horses, but I think we're proving that week in and week out. Charlotte, Ross had the best car out of us, and he was racing for the lead. I was racing for the lead last week, and AJ wins this week. So, with a little luck on our side, we're a winning organization for sure. You know, maybe when I started here in 2019, it wasn't. But throughout, you know, all of it, we've gained speed. We've had a lot of hardworking people, like I said. And it's nice to be able to come to the track and have confidence that we do have that speed.
All right. Our next question will come from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead with your question, Mitchell.
Justin, you mentioned showing speed. What does it finally mean to you to get the finish and the result, and how do you carry that forward into future weeks?
Well, I mean, first of all, it feels good to bring a car home from the racetrack that's not demolished. I feel like me and Ross have been going through them, but, I mean, when you're up there for the lead, it's hard not to to race that hard. So, man, it feels nice, and especially AJ getting the win. Ross was up there all day. We got solid points. I mean, I don't know where we are in the points, obviously, but we've got to be a little bit farther up than what we are. But these Colling Racing cars the past like 3 or 4 weeks, ever since we came back, Darlington, we had some issues and we obviously flipped that around, but it like really takes a lot for me to run outside the top 5 the past few weeks. Obviously we could go run 12th next week, but these cars have been so good the past few weeks that, man, I'm just the same driver I have been for the past year and a half. It's just you know, the cars are just that much better.
All right, Justin, well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the finish, and we will see you next weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.